In a logo, two diagonal red dashes and a shorter third make a W, Warner Brothers.
Let's fucking get it on right now. Let's go.
Over red, a white W stops center screen. Words appear underneath, a Time Warner Company.
Now, I want to go a few rules with y'all tonight.
On stage.
Yeah, they ain't that hard. Don't worry about it, all right? Rule number one, this is the what can you touch and not touch rule. Can you touch it?
The leather-clad showman rubs his chest.
Can you touch it?
He wags his finger at his female audience.
No, 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 no.
He turns his back to them.
Second time.
He grabs his butt.
Can you touch it? Can you touch it? No, 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 no. And finally, last one, lady. Can you touch it?
Facing them, he grabs his crotch.
Can you fucking touch it?
A sign behind him reads, Exquisite Male Dance Review.
That too, the law says that you cannot touch. But I think I see a lot of lawbreakers up in this house. Here.
He pumps his hips, then scans the room.
And I don't see a cop in sight. All right?
Over black, bold white letters spell June. Now in the morning, an athletically built man with close-cropped hair sits up in bed and rubs his eyes with his fingertips. Sunlight floods into the room through tall windows. The groggy man looks over his bare shoulder, then leans forward again. He glances aside, then rises from the bed and crosses to a bathroom, revealing his naked butt. Later, as he trims his pubic hairs, a woman gets dressed.
You know, I gotta go commando today because someone ripped off my favorite pair of panties last night.
He ambles past the topless brunette.
Hey, it's not funny.
Oh, sorry.
They were my grandma's.
They were not your grandma's.
A fully naked woman sleeps on the bed.
Can you throw a... Can you remember that? Sure, right there.
Hey, what are we gonna do about her?
I don't... What was her name again? What? I don't... What's... I'm sorry. What's her name? You don't even know.
I do.
You're the one that found her. You have to remember her name.
Her name.
What's her name?
It's... Penelope!
The brunette kicks the foot of the bed.
Well, whatever her name was, she was fun.
Later.
Yeah, that's a cool table. Where'd you get it?
It's just some old shit that blew up on the beach after the last hurricane.
Wait, you made that? You should sell these things.
Thank you. That's actually the idea. Mike's custom furniture concepts. But the market hasn't really hit the sweet spot yet. And I don't know. I'm waiting for the bank to make the competitive loans that I'm looking for, and then I'll swoop in. All right, I'm gonna get out of here. You guys good, right?
What? You're just gonna leave us?
Yeah. What, are you gonna steal a bunch of my shit or something?
Probably. That's what strangers do.
Don't do that, maybe?
Okay.
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 So I'm gonna see you again?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I'll call you.
Eating a pretzel, the brunette raises her eyebrows. Mike shifts his gaze and steps out.
Bye.
Now beyond the flat roof of a beachfront condominium, the ocean extends to the horizon. Our view tilts down gradually, following a wooden telephone pole to a street. Leaving his condo, Mike steps out back and gets in a pristine black pickup truck. The pickup pulls out past a van emblazoned with the words, Mike's Mobile Detailing. From the truck's bed, we glimpse hotels surrounded by palm trees. Our view pans left as we speed past more hotels. The truck crosses a bridge over a wide waterway. Across the water, private docks stretch out over the surface. Now tall palm trees line a grassy median, beyond which lies a small marina. We cruise past a sprawling apartment complex with tropical architecture. Beyond another bridge's railing, homes and their docks line each side of an inlet. The pickup arrives at a housing development under construction. As Mike grabs a tool belt and leaves his truck, our view lingers on a scruffy young man sleeping in his car. Now the young man shuffles over to Mike and a foreman.
Where's George and the rest of the guys?
They fucked me. I took another gig last minute. So I got these guys.
Where'd you get them?
You know, industry referrals.
My dick. You got them on Craigslist, didn't you?
Nah. I mean, like, I can't have fucking union guys around here barking about benefits and shit. Give me a fucking break.
So what am I? So what am I supposed to do on that?
Hey.
Hey.
Sal?
Sal.
Adam.
Adam, hey. Oh, Adam. This is Mike. You guys are going to be working together.
What?
Yeah, just give me a minute, all right? Because I'm going to straight something out there. Go ahead, hop up there.
Adam heads off carrying a rucksack.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
What?
He's wearing fucking tennis shoes. He doesn't look...
Mike, do me a favor. Just go up there and do it for 14 bucks an hour. Do me a favor.
I'm gonna do it for 20 bucks an hour.
I'll give you 18. Don't fuck with me. You're like my son, all right? Yep.
And the son, which you're gonna pay $20 an hour.
Now Mike walks around a corner. He marches across the scaffold, then climbs up a ladder and onto a roof. Crossing an upper level, he reaches Adam, who sits among stacks of clay roof tiles.
What's up?
The new worker glances at Mike over his shoulder, then rises to his feet and faces him.
You ever tile a roof before?
No.
Fuck.
Later.
How'd you get this job anyways?
Craigslist.
And you put on your post that you tiled houses before?
Yeah.
Right.
So what do you got in your bag?
Later, Mike loads a work truck.
Why don't you open it up?
There's nothing in the bag.
Why don't you open the fucking bag before I open your fucking head up? How's that?
Adam takes off his rucksack and Sal drops his clipboard.
I got a nice ham cheese sandwich.
Sal grabs the bag.
You know how to read? Huh? One Pepsi a day. Read the cooler. I'm going to do my inventory. If I come up short, I'm coming right to you.
Later, sitting in his truck, Mike notices Adam's car. He steps out.
You dead? What's that? I can try to jump you off if you want, but it's not the battery.
He crosses to the hood.
I think you're probably fucked.
Later, in Mike's pickup.
Tell them if they want to get in, just to be up there. All right, I'll see you at the end. All right, later.
Adam peels plastic from the dashboard.
Stop! What the fuck are you doing, man? You fucking...
Mike fixes the covering.
Sorry. It's new. It's gonna stay new if you don't rip off all the plastic. Why do you have it? Because it protects it. Rip it off when I'm ready to sell it, and it'll be like brand new.
Adam stares at Mike, then sips from a can.
Where are you from?
Citrus Springs.
Can you play ball?
Yeah, strong safety.
You look like a strong safety.
I gave that college thing the college try. Didn't quite work out.
Adam glances at Mike, then takes another sip.
Kidding, just the lure of the roofing business?
Yeah, that and the lure of my sister's couch.
Now Adam leaves the truck and heads for a two-story apartment building. Mike drives off, later in an apartment.
Can you do me a favor and drop me off at my car tonight?
No, I'm sorry. I'm going to dinner. I can take you tomorrow morning, though. What time do you have to be at work?
I need to talk to you about that.
What?
Yeah, he accused me of stealing. So I fucking quit.
What?
Yeah, but, you know, I had that interview at T-Mobile. So, yeah, they asked me to wear a fucking tie, but... And you know how I feel about wearing a fucking tie.
Why don't you just wear a tie?
Sorry, you know what my rules are.
Oh, God, brother.
What? I also could do some nice, you know, fun.
What?
What?
What'd you say?
What'd you hear?
You're doing that thing. You're doing that game.
What game?
No, you do the same with me all the time. It's not working anymore.
Or, talking about games, I could be a gamer.
Oh, yeah.
And I could sell it on to other people. And
you're going
to
make
money,
so much money.
Or I could be the voice of the game.
You can make even more money.
I have a very good voice. I do great impressions.
You do good impressions. What was the one you did last night?
Adam scratches his stubble.
Do it again. Do it again.
No.
Come on.
Listen to me. These are my ideas. Get in the chopper. John Gunner, come with me.
Okay, all right. Just in case that doesn't work out, why don't you come to dinner with me and Paul tonight? And you can ask him if any of his friends in marketing have any job openings.
That night at a restaurant.
Sometimes people want to, you know, they think that they're owed a lot more than they deserve, and so too bad.
Adam rubs his brow wearing a red sweatshirt with a hood up.
You know, whatever. Sucks. I just don't have to be the guy that tells them, you know, that they're not going to be able to rebuild their houses. Anyway.
Paul sets down his phone.
Let's talk about something else, you know.
You're right. I'm sick of talking about Medicaid and processing insurance forms as well. I get it.
Right.
I get it.
Right. I mean, it's slightly different when you're doing Medicaid claims and when you're doing, like, huge property damage claims and stuff like that, but it's, I guess it's a similar kind of thing.
Wait, Adam's sister drinks a beer.
Remember what I said? Yeah. That's
I'm
cool.
So sorry.
I can't drive tonight. I've been driving all weekend.
I'm sorry.
No worries.
I just forgot. No,
someone will finish it, I think. There you go.
I will.
He's a taker.
Adam takes a sip and gives Paul a sarcastic look.
Good?
He drinks the last of the beer, sets the glass on the table, and leaves his seat.
Where are you going?
Ignoring his sister, he heads outside. Outside a nightclub, Adam ambles past a long line of patrons. He notices a young woman and taps her elbow.
Hey, do you know who's spinning tonight?
No. Sorry.
Bye.
As Adam moves on, the young woman shares a laugh with a friend. He notices someone up ahead.
Hey, Mike!
He makes his way to the door. Passing the others online, he steps around a couple.
Hey, Mike! Hey, man.
Yo!
What's going on?
What's going on, bro?
Are you going in?
Yeah, we're going.
Can I come with you?
Dude, they're never gonna let you in like that.
Come on, I'd do anything.
Not my fault. I mean, I'm just saying, they're not gonna do it. I would do it, but I don't think they're gonna do it, bro.
All right?
Adam nods, then heads off.
Okay, dude, hey. You're gonna owe me.
I promise, man.
I mean, owe me. You're gonna, no questions asked, owe me.
Anything.
Take your hood off. Try to look a little more, I don't know, tuck your fucking shirt in. You gotta not wear tennis shoes, bro.
George, dude, I got one. I'm sorry, I know.
Alright, thanks, bro. I owe you.
They pass a bouncer on their way in.
Sorry, man. These are the only shoes I got.
A neon sign above the entrance reads, Amphitheater Entertainment Complex. Inside the nightclub, two scantily clad women dance on a caged platform behind a bar.
Hey, baby!
Mike kisses a cocktail waitress.
Thank you, grab one.
Is it free?
Don't worry, man. You're gonna earn your keep.
Following Mike's lead, Adam downs his shot. He checks out one attractive young woman crossing his path, then notices two more. He joins Mike and two women in sparkly dresses.
So I got us a new recruit. Ladies, meet the kid. Portia Ruby.
Hey.
Hey. What are we thinking? Yes, no, maybe?
Oh, yeah. The Cougars will eat him up.
Yeah? That's a quality endorsement, my friend.
What do you guys do?
What?
Come here. Anytime a girl tells you her name starts with a flower or a car or a stone, don't bother asking what she does. You know what I'm saying? All right, bro, I ain't got that much time, so I'm calling in my favor, all right?
Okay.
You see the girls with the PR thing and the sash?
Yeah.
Go talk to her.
What do you want me to say?
I don't care what you say. Have you never talked to a girl before? Just go talk to her. Be creative.
She does not look like she wants to be bothered.
Look at what she's wearing. She came here tonight to be bothered. Now go bother her. You want to be inside or outside?
I want to be inside.
I'll come save you in a minute. Get out of here. Let's go.
Adam heads off and Mike watches him go. Over by the bar, the girl in the tiara chats with a friend.
We are getting wasted tonight. We could get a drink.
I know.
Adam approaches the girls. On his way to the bar, another guy brushes past him.
Hey, Carla!
Adam grabs him.
Yo, man. Watch out, you're gonna knock my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, what the fuck are you gonna do?
Backing off, the guy holds up his hands. Adam faces the girls.
Hi. Hi, do I know you? I didn't know that I had a boyfriend, but thank you for that. Wow. All the guys here are fucking obnoxious. Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Who do we have to fuck to get a fucking drink?
Me, please?
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would.
Yeah? We have been standing around here for quite a while, and I'm 21.
It's true.
And I can't get drunk.
You're 21?
Yes.
Happy 21st. I mean,
I'd
buy you guys a shot.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. It's fine.
Oh, Adam.
Hi. I'm Liz. Hi.
What you say there, baby boy? You want one?
Woo!
I can't find anybody to take these. Y'all want them?
Yeah!
Perfect. We can't drink them all ourselves.
Woo!
Here's to our children. May they have rich fucking parents.
Mike, Adam, and the girls down their shots.
Yes! Okay. What do you guys go to, USF?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's summer break, correct?
That's right!
And if I'm not mistaken, that says 21, right?
I am 21.
Yes. Then why the fuck isn't she throwing up?
We can't get drinks.
What do you mean you can't get drinks? That's no excuse.
We're at the bar.
That's a bad friend you got.
I'm not a bad friend.
It's her 21st birthday.
You
gotta do anything you possibly can to get her drunk.
You get a bad insult.
You heard it from her. You heard it from her. I'm just saying.
No, whatever.
What are you guys planning on doing tonight?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Actually, I would, to be totally honest. Look, if you guys like to get a wee bit crazy, why don't you come down and see the show?
He hands them a card for an exquisite male dance review.
Are you serious?
Wow.
That is a fucking heart attack.
Yes. Well, we have a lot of friends here, though. Can they come too? 8 or 9.
That's perfect, actually.
Really?
Here, hand them these. Tell them they get them free at the door with one of those.
Okay. Maybe we'll come.
No. That's not a commitment.
Maybe
commit.
We'll come. If your little friend here comes too.
Little friend. That's an easy if, because he will be there.
Really?
He absolutely is going to be there.
All right. Then we'll be there too.
That's all. All right. Show starts in 45 minutes.
Okay.
45 minutes. That's you can make it in 45 time. Minutes?
Yeah.
You're going to come. Swear.
Yeah, we promise.
Mike and Adam head out.
You're a fucking stripper? I swear I thought you were going to shit the bed, but you actually did it. Oh, man. Look, I feel like I owe it to you. I can throw you $100, maybe tip you out at the end of the night. If you really want to host.
Host what?
Yeah. Later, Adam follows Mike around the side of a building with decorative landscaping and strands of lights adorning the entrance.
Hope you're ready for this shit.
A group of women wait out front. As Mike and Adam head inside, our view ascends to a marquee. Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, $15 advance, $20 at door. Inside the empty club, the sandy-haired MC practices fire breathing.
Woo! Fucking Valhalla shit, man. You see that shit, Mike?
Yeah.
Chicks are gonna go fucking crazy over this, man. Look, I'm thinking about giving this routine to Tarzan unless you want it. What do you think?
No, it's not my style, but somebody should do it. It's cool.
Oh, it's fucking really good, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Who's this?
This is the kid. He wrangled like 9 sorority girls for us tonight, so I figured we'd help him out, throw him some cash. He could help out around here tonight.
How old are you?
19.
19. What the fuck am I supposed to do with that, Mikey?
Oh, come on. You don't look 19. Look at him.
Well, I can't have him host. Can't have a 19-year-old on the fucking street. What's he gonna do?
Then he can do props, can't he?
I can do anything.
Come on, we're setting up our own shit as it is.
All right, props.
Yeah, all right.
Run props tonight. Do whatever Mikey tells you, whatever any of the guys tell you. Clean the fucking toilets, whatever it is, all right? Tonight. Listen up. This is not a fucking joke, all right? It's not a fucking hobby. This is a serious business I'm running here. So the last thing I need is a teenage liability fucking my future up.
Okay.
Abish?
One thing about Waffle House pussies, you ain't got to worry about the teeth.
Waffle House pussy? Waffle House pussy. Yo, everybody, this is the kid. Y'all can thank me later. He's going to help us out tonight. This is Big Dick Richie, Ken, Tito, and Tarzan.
Oh,
and
what's up?
All right, look, just tell him what props you need. I'll help him set them up later. And, yeah, have fun.
Kid,
make yourself at home, kid.
There you go, man.
Tito passes Adam a joint.
No, thanks, man.
No?
No, I'm good.
Suit yourself.
Okay. Handed to be like the Hindenburg. Huh? How long you been on the force?
What?
The police. How long you been a cop?
I'm not a cop, man.
Just fucking with you. Sit down.
Come on, man. Sit down.
Adam joins Tarzan on a couch.
How you know Mike?
we worked together on construction.
I told you, man.
Love it.
All organic, all natural.
What kind of cash you make of that?
You're on that?
Richie smiles at Adam sitting at a sewing machine.
What kind of cash you make?
Like $10 an hour.
Under the table?
Goes right in your bloodstream. It's your biggest organ of your body. It's your skin.
You got the right idea, but you're changing my life.
Tarzan hits the joint again, then passes it back to Tito.
You ready to help us out?
Yes, I am.
All right, so we got your first little piece of business. Bam!
He pulls up his pant leg.
What's that, man?
I look ashy.
Heads up.
Richie tosses them a spray can.
Spray on that calf there.
Come on.
Come on.
Dude, I don't want to spray your leg.
Just do it.
We all had to do it, man.
It's part of it's like initiation. Lord of the Flies. Come on. Boom.
Come on, kid. Help out. It's all right. We're going to tip you out good at the end of the night to be a happy man.
All right.
Make sure you massage it in good.
You serious?
Adam rubs the goateed man's leg.
He fucking did it, too.
You're all right, man. You're all right.
Now the line of women files into the club, inside.
Take this front row table right here, lady.
Dallas seats the birthday girl and her friends.
You got your ID on you? You got your ID? You're not drinking Shirley Temple tonight,
are you? No.
We've already had it. All right. Rogers, no Shirley Temple. You have a great time.
In the dressing room.
See, we do a group act first, and then we do our solos, and then we do hot seats. And if everything goes really well and we get all these girls jacked up, then we jack up the price of the hot seats, so don't fuck it up for us.
Richie uses a penis enlarging pump.
All you gotta do is just hand us our props before we go out on stage. All right? That's it. That's all you gotta do. You bring out whatever props and everything. There he is. This is Tobias. He is our resident DJ. The kid, Tobias the kid. He's gonna be the one giving you the cue before each act. Pre-game, that's what I'm talking about.
It's the love potion, man.
Yes, man. Was it strawberry? What was this?
What is that?
Flavor.
It's a little mixture. In Miami, we call it hay juice.
Hay juice?
Hay juice. Yes, because if you drink the whole bottle, hey, you're going to like it, man.
Mike drinks a capful. Facing Adam, he hesitates.
You can't drink, so you want like a half a cap?
But I don't know what the fuck it is.
It's just G. It's basically like getting drunk without all the calories.
Tarzan swigs from another bottle, then sips a capful.
You sure?
Yeah.
Mike pours some for Adam, who drinks. Dallas struts out on stage with his arms raised. Woo!
Yeah! How are we feeling tonight, ladies? Come on, let me hear it one more time. Come on. It's gonna rain. Rain's gonna come down and cleanse our soul and wash away the ash. So get out your purse if you're ready to spend some motherfucking cash. We welcome to stage the one, the only, the Cockroachy Kings of Tampa!
As he leaves the stage, a banner whips aside, revealing a raincoat and fedora-clad Mike on an upstage platform. Standing before a fog machine, he holds an umbrella. He rocks side to side, then twirls the umbrella nimbly as he struts to the lip of the main stage. He crouches low and slinks side to side as the other dancers file out behind him in matching costumes. They hold their umbrellas out from their groins like erections. Tito gives his a suggestive stroke. The dancers execute a series of sharp, synchronized poses. Planting their umbrellas like canes, they strut forward and halt. The men arc their umbrellas over their heads, then hold them up. Popping them open, they give them a twirl. With the others dancing back up to Mike's lead, they ditch the props, then perform a skate-like step in place. They take off their hats, then whip their coats open. Beneath them, they wear vests, tank tops, and no shirts at all. The dancers peel the coats off, flip them over their shoulders, and pose. Dropping the coats, they strike muscle man poses, then glide their hands down their bodies. Mike puts a hand to his ear, listening for applause, then rapidly thrusts his pelvis. Getting down on all fours, he slinks down a runway in a humping motion. Rejoining the others, he removes his vest. The now shirtless crew flies down the runway, flirting with audience members as they go. Mike machine guns his pelvis again, then slinks forward in a low crouch. Behind him, the men strut in a sexy sidestep. Mike's hands drift teasingly to his pants buttons, and he strikes a powerful pose. All over the house, women of different ages and walks of life applaud and grin appreciatively. Launching into more subtle dance moves, the men hop off the stage. Mike heads straight for the birthday girl and gives her a lap dance. His fellow dancers scope out other audience members. As Tito thrusts his hips smoothly at a woman, she picks up some ready cash. Richie stands over two women who clamor for him. Watching from the wings, Adam smiles genuinely. Later, the increasingly rowdy women stand and dance in place as they cheer the strippers on. On the runway, Tito bends a woman over and spanks her as he thrusts against her. Tobias munches a snack as he DJs. Tito sets the woman in a chair and simulates sex with her, then drops his pants for the crowd. Wearing a thong, he wobbles his butt cheeks, then drops his pants in the woman's lap. Later, two hosts escort a woman celebrating her bachelorette party on stage. Dallas blindfolds her. Parting curtains reveal Ken dressed as a living doll in a box. He pretends to come to life, then walks out stiffly to the bride-to-be and thrusts his hips. His motions grow fluid and he musses his own hair as he grins naughtily at the crowd. Dressed as a construction worker, Mike swings a sledgehammer, then dances with it. He slides down the runway, thrusts in a woman's face, then wipes his crotch with his hand. Mike lets clamoring women tear off his undershirt as they rain cash down on him. Later, a screen shows Richie's silhouette as he undresses. A woman in the hot seat gets to watch him fully. He pops out and gives her a sensual lap dance. Back behind the screen, he whips off his pants, revealing a long, swinging member. The woman's jaw drops and she stares. Later, a stagehand positions a hanging rope with a foothold as Dallas plays the djembe drum. As he steps aside, the lights dim dramatically. Dallas goes backstage. The others surround Tarzan as he sprawls on the floor.
Fuck, man, Tarzan, Tarzan. Fuck, man. Fucker! How many fucking times, huh? Ken, S&M routine. You up on that? Can you do that?
I told you, I'm not putting that out there, man. That's too much energy.
You're not putting what out there?
That negative energy is bad.
Energy, right.
And it comes back.
You're fucking kidding me. Richie, the fire breathing gig. Huh? You up for that?
I got the fire phobia issue.
Tito, anything, man. South the border, fucking shit. You've been doing at home, man. Nothing?
I'm working on something. It's not ready yet. It's not ready.
All right, we gotta do something. Mikey.
I just came off stage.
An idea. Give me something.
You go out then.
Give me something, man. I'm not hitting the fucking floor. Come on.
You want me to come up with something?
Fuck yeah, man.
Mike drags Adam out to the wings.
I hope you can dance. You still owe me. Come on.
He shoves the youth out onto the upstage platform. Still in his street clothes, Adam stands motionless.
You just start taking your clothes off. Walk out there.
He faces Dallas.
What are you looking at Dallas for? Don't look at them. Look out. Just start, bro. Yeah, perfect. Go.
With a nervous pout, Adam shyly shuffles forward and takes off his hoodie, revealing a simple t-shirt.
There you go.
He drops his hoodie, his arms limp at his sides. Adam glances toward the DJ booth, then reaches for his shirt collar. Posted by the booth, Dallas watches appraisingly. Now shirtless, the lean, toned youth pulls off his sneakers, then reaches for his belt buckle. Unfastening it, he threads it through the loops of his waistband and lets it drop. Adam shuffles down to the runway, scratching his nose. Pausing, he awkwardly takes off his jeans. At one of the front tables, the birthday girl and her friend clap encouragingly. Spotting them, he points and turns around. Adam grins boyishly, then pulls down the back of his saggy briefs, exposing his butt. The birthday girl and her friend cackle delightedly. Adam looks to Dallas, who gives an approving nod. Moving to the end of the runway, the youth points at the birthday girl again. He hops down, takes her tiara, and puts it on. Giving her a lap dance, he kisses her deeply. Dallas heads backstage with an excited smirk. Making out with the birthday girl, Adam takes handfuls of cash from her friend. Dallas trots out on stage.
All right. Let's give it up to the kid, huh? Pop the cherry on stage tonight. You know what time it is? It's time for the hot seat. You know what that means? The orgy's over, ladies. Time for one-on-one time with the man you'll drink. $5 a pop.
Mike pulls Adam back up on stage.
Welcome to the crazy club, kid.
Come on, baby. Everybody, hotline up.
Yeah, man.
Later, the strippers come back to the dressing room with their briefs overflowing with cash.
Kid! Look at this saggy underwear.
DOA! I'm gonna start right here. DOA!
Buy yourself some fresh drawers.
You put that kiss on her?
Never kiss the girls, kid. That's performer 101.
Hey, you gotta watch out for herpes. Think about it.
That too. Tonight you took a chance and it paid off. All right, I like that. Fucking worked.
I got you your money, man.
That ain't my money, baby. That's your money. Every man keeps every dollar he makes on that stage, plus the 50 that I owe you. All right? Look, get ready to work, big boy. It ain't gonna be that easy every time. Hear me?
Yes, sir.
Fucking work.
Ho!
Which kind do you
Ken, have? Nice fucking robot. Mike lays it out. Tito bringing
yeah,
in the south
side with some
brown skin.
Yeah, baby.
Big Dick, they are still devastated by your cock.
It was like 25% dancing, 50% marketing.
Later at the bar.
What?
Hey, Mike sold it up real nice.
Yeah, how about you forgetting 25% more genius? Genius, kid.
How we do tonight, Mikey?
A little under 2,500. It's 400 better than last week.
That'll work.
My cut on the door.
Yes, sir. There's dangerous shit you pulled tonight, throwing that kid out on the plank like that.
It worked, though, didn't it?
Shit. I didn't know if it was gonna until he hit the floor.
He pulled it out.
Yeah. What's his story?
I don't know. I mean, I met him at the site today. Ran into him at Ybor. Those two little pretty ones over there.
The birthday girl and her friends sit with the guys.
All hot and bothered, so I just figured I'd bring them along.
It was a good move. He may have something, brother. He's young, he's good looking.
He can't dance for shit.
Cannot dance for shit, but that is teachable. We could use some more youth on the team. But you bring him to practice tomorrow and I'm gonna see what he's got.
So what the fuck is going on in Miami?
Miami is looking good. I got a couple of loopholes I gotta get through with the real estate attorneys down there, but after that it's gonna be all green lights, brother.
What you need from me? What's my side?
You just gotta keep doing what you're doing, brother.
Yeah?
I love where your head's at, your focus. Like a big brother to this team. You keep that up, you're gonna make a lot more than this door money, I guarantee you that.
Both ways this time, though, right?
Two-way street, man.
I want you here to say the word, equity.
E-Q-U-I-T-Y.
Dallas leaves with a night's earnings in a deposit bag. Sitting apart at a high-top table, Mike watches the bar where the birthday girl and her friend beam at a grinning Adam. Now twinkling lights fill our blurred perspective. Our view tilts down to Adam, who wears the birthday girl's tiara again. He takes a shot and our gaze sweeps down over the finally 21 sash draped across his chest. Petite hands push his shirt up, then unfasten his pants. We recognize the birthday girl's caramel brown hair as she leans her face toward his crotch. She kneels at his feet, her silver high-heeled shoes gleaming softly on the floor a few inches behind her. Our view sweeps up a red upholstered barrier and finds another graceful hand clutching its edge. With a now upside-down gaze, we find Mike making out with the birthday girl's friend. Later, Adam rides in Mike's truck, a wind from the open window blowing his spiky hair back. The birthday girl leans close, resting her head on his shoulder. Chatting, they share a laugh. At dawn, the truck stands pulled over on a bridge as Mike, Adam, and their two dates climb over a concrete safety barrier near its edge. Later, they lounge at the railing, chatting as they look out over the gray, overcast water. Mike points to the distance with an appreciative smile. Looking to his companions, he turns around and spreads his arms for balance. Mike shifts his feet, then backflips into the water 20 feet below. Adam and the girls stare after him. Straddling the railing, Adam swings his leg over. He jumps feet first into the water, then surfaces next to Mike.
Hey, Mike. Huh? I think we should be best friends.
Okay. Let's go.
Mike swims off and Adam follows. Now wearing scrubs, Adam's sister sits at a table. Her eyes dart to a window.
I'm pregnant. Did you get that girl's mouth?
Wet.
Obscured by blinds, Mike and Adam's shapes pass by outside. His sister irritably stands and marches to the door.
It's looking great.
She opens it and slaps a hand on the door frame with a forced, toothy smile.
Good morning.
Hi, sis.
Hi.
Brooke, this is Mike.
Thank you,
Mike. This is Brooke.
Mike.
Absolute pleasure.
Hello.
Hi. You a nurse?
I'm a medical assistant. I process nurses' paperwork.
Way cooler.
Sure.
Mike sees her kitchen table.
Oh, nice, dude. Is this one of those retro, like, Wakefield, or is this a Russell Wright?
That's a knockoff. That's cool, though. Where'd you get this thing?
Apparently the knockoff place.
Right.
So how do you know my brother?
He's on my roofing crew. But I'm an entrepreneur, though. I manage a few businesses.
Sure. Cool.
She moves into the kitchen. Sitting at the table, Mike smiles after her.
So the kid said something about breakfast?
Well, he must be fucking drunk because I don't cook no fucking breakfast.
I wasn't talking about you cooking it. He just said you like breakfast food. And we were going to swing by at IHOP on the way. Okay, good talk. I'll be outside with the rest of the breakfast lovers of the world.
Mike sees himself to the door and opens it.
All right, kid.
Now at a gym.
Virgin dance the other night. Chunk it, no more. You only have a cherry pop one time. Now look, you walked out on stage, you look like shit. All right? Where I saw something is when you got off stage and pulled a one-on-one with that chick. All right, I'll show you what you're going to do next. But for now, let's go to the basics. Take your clothes off.
Right now?
Right fucking now. Take them off. Every fucking one of them. Let's go. Let's go. Take them off.
Adam yanks off his shirt.
Hang on. What the fuck are you doing, man? What are you, a 12-year-old in the locker room?
No.
Fucking, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm fucking taking off my clothes.
You're taking off your clothes like a 12-year-old in the fucking locker room. But you're not a 12-year-old in the locker room. You are the man on the stage. Thousands of women. Eyes on you. You are their vision. So what do? You don't just fucking throw your clothes off, do you? You fucking make it count, baby. You walk out. You own it.
He demonstrates in a mirror.
Look around. You tease. You seduce. Clock eyes, but don't lock in on any of them. You gotta believe that you are inside every single one of them. When the time's right, you'll know it.
He thrusts his pelvis.
Stick it. That right there is like hitting the G-spot every single time. I'm gonna get up there, move around. See, baby, you're not just stripping. You are fulfilling every woman's wildest fantasies. Right? You are the husband that they never had. You are that dreamboat guy that never came along. You are the one-night stand, that free fling of a fuck that they get to have tonight with you on stage and still go home to their hubby and not get in trouble because you, baby, you made it legal. You are the liberation. Own it. Who's got the cock? You do. They don't.
Dallas squats right behind Adam and swivels his hips with him.
Fucking concentrate. Round, round, round. Make this shit count. Time for a fucking fag joke in here, boy. I'm talking about money. Move around. Round. Round. Get the moves. Breathe. All right. Easy, rattlesnake. And on the three, you're going to stick it. One, two, three. Stick! That's the hook, baby. That's the fucking hook. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
All right? All right. You can do this. Because I know you can.
I can do it.
Now take a breath.
Dallas eyes the mirror.
Fuck that mirror like you mean it.
All right. We got the kid coming up on the main stage, huh, Beatrice?
Now at a thong shop.
All right, you ready?
What?
Dallas gave me the go-ahead on getting you suited up, son. You ready?
Yeah.
Why you look scared for? You already lost your virginity, man. All you gotta do now is get good at it. We gotta get you an American flag, star-spangled banner for 4th of July summertime.
Adam frowns at the garment.
This has no back.
Yeah. That's the point. It's a thong.
Adam spies a thong with a long extension in the front.
What the fuck is this? Stay away from the elephant socks, bro. That's Dallas shit. You don't want to look like him going first night out, do you?
What's Dallas' deal, man? Is he a good guy?
Yeah. Dallas is Dallas.
I mean, it's pretty cool that he let me in.
Yeah, it's cool that he let you in. Look, we think you got something. Not exactly sure what that is just yet, but all we know is you got a lot of work to do. So don't quit your day job just yet.
Mike holds a thong up to Adam's hips. At night, a window frames Brooke approaching her apartment. Still in her scrubs, she unlocks the door and lets herself in. Moving through the dimly lit, seemingly deserted house, she goes to the kitchen and sets down her purse and keys. Brooke turns toward the living room and halts. She comes forward, staring down. Before her, a cardboard box overflows with thongs, a leather whip, and a Navy officer's cap. In the bathroom, Adam shaves his leg.
Adam, get out of here. I need to talk to you.
What do you want?
I want to talk to you, man. Get the fuck out. Get out, Adam.
I'll be out in a minute, please. One sec.
Adam, I need to fucking talk to you.
What about?
About this box. I need to talk to you about this box of boots and thongs and sailor hats and tube socks And I don't even know.
It's for work?
It's for work?
Yeah,
don't fucking lie to me, man. Come on. I'm your sister. I love you. I don't judge you. You're my brother. Just please come out here so I can talk to you. You know I don't care what your preferences are, man. I want to talk to you about...
Hey. It is not what it looks like.
He opens the door.
Is that my razor?
Yeah.
Are you shaving your fucking legs?
Yeah, I'm shaving my legs.
Why are you shaving your legs?
It's for work, okay?
What do you mean it's for work? How could it possibly be for work?
At the club, stage lights come into focus. Then Adam and Ken trot out dressed as cowboys. Facing each other, they shake hobby horses, then toss them aside. Ken dramatically meets Adam's gaze. They step around each other, staring each other down. Almost touching lips, they turn their backs to one another. They pace away and take out toy six-shooters. Ken turns and shoots, but Adam does a split and returns fire. As Ken staggers back, Adam blows on his gun's barrel. He spins the revolver, stuffs it in his holster, then takes off his leather vest and tosses it aside. Facing the audience, he grabs his crotch. As Adam steps down to the runway, our view draws back to reveal Brooke, watching him from the back of the room. She ambles around behind the tables while her brother playfully covers his butt with his cowboy hat. Standing with her arms folded, she watches him from the other side of the room. Mike joins her wearing baggy sweats and a backwards ball cap.
Ma'am, excuse me, you're going to have to move it down because this is the Breakfast Lovers section, so... Here we go.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hi. Entrepreneur stripper, stripper entrepreneur?
Either one. It's fine. You really just came down to see little brother?
No, I was hoping this was all a joke.
It is pretty funny.
A lassoed woman straddles Adam as he carries her across the stage.
You better take care of him, Mike.
Brooke eyes the veteran stripper. He meets her gaze and nods.
Okay, Mom. I'll take care of him. You should stick around, though.
Mike leaves and Brooke returns her attention to the stage. Adam gives the lassoed woman a peck and she heads off. He picks up his pants, throws them to one of the tables, then heads off as well. Dallas takes the stage.
All right, hey, let's give it up for the kid, huh? Bang! A six-shooter for you. There we go.
Stagehands prepare for another act.
This next performer who's coming out. He's one of a kind, ladies.
Brooke shifts on her feet.
I saw this young man walking down the street about 6 years ago, and I knew when I saw him, I just knew I had to bring him in. Bring him in, have his talents be shown to the universe. And tonight, he's gonna be right here on this stage, feasting for your very own eyes. Our feature presentation, the one and only. The star of the show, Mr. Magic, Mike.
Dallas hops down from the runway and the stage goes dark. Brooke notes the reaction of the crowd. On stage, the curtains part to reveal Mike standing with his feet a little more than shoulder width apart, his hands behind his back and wearing his hood up. He rolls his head back, then unzips his white hooded sweatshirt and steps down to the main stage. Dancing, he doffs his hood and strips out of the sweatshirt to reveal a white tank top underneath. Grabbing the brim of his frontwards cap, he pumps his hips, then points to a table in the crowd. Brooke watches him, her lips slightly parted. Mike gyrates, wrapping his hand around his head. With his side to the crowd, he snakes his midsection. He twirls to one side of the stage, slides on his knees to the edge, then pushes himself backward with a humping motion. He flips gymnastically back to his feet and strips off his white tank top. He jumps, turning midair, and lands chest down. Turning his crotch to the crowd, he pumps his hips and pops up to his feet. Still watching, Brooke glances aside. On the runway, Mike hops in place, then briefly stuffs his tank top down his pants and tosses it to a woman in the crowd. He pumps his fist, sways his head, then cinches up his pants a bit. Grabbing the brim of his cap, he eggs a woman on. He turns his back to her, then backflips off the runway. As Mike approaches the woman, Brooke shifts her uneasy gaze. He puts the woman's legs over his shoulders, grabs her chair, and lifts her off the floor. Keeping her in his arms, he drops the chair, then lifts her crotch closer to his face. Brooke watches with a sullen frown. Mike lays the grinning woman down on the runway and climbs on top of her, slowly thrusting his hips. She holds some cash in her hand. Brooke looks on, her eyes following the performer's every move. She watches Mike rise to his feet and take off his shoes. The flashing stage lights illuminate her stone-faced expression. Mike turns his back to the crowd and pulls down his pants, revealing his backside in a red thong. Brooke shifts her gaze. She watches him lie on top of the excited woman, his crotch nearing her face. On seeing him pump his hips over the woman's face, Brooke turns to leave. Later in Mike's pickup.
Did you see your sister tonight?
See my sister?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Your sister was there.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah, she was there during your act.
You talked to my sister?
I talked to your sister as you were dry humping a girl up and down the stage, yes.
My sister saw me dance.
Yeah, we were actually laughing. I had a pretty good laugh about it.
Oh, wow. Fuck.
She did not look happy. Did you tell her to come up?
I told her I didn't think she'd fucking come. Jeez.
Well, she did.
Wow.
I don't know how long she stayed for, but it was,
She looked pissed.
Woof. How much money did you make, man?
How much money?
Yeah.
Like $230?
$230, that's good, man.
Okay. By the way, I got this for you, just for gas and shit.
Get the... Are you kidding me, dude? Keep your money. It's
dude,
fine.
You drive me around all the time.
I can pay for my own gas. It's fine. Thank you, though. It was a really sweet gesture. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Daytime. In his condo, wearing a suit, Mike removes a picture from a wall to reveal a hidden safe. He inserts a key, then carefully turns the dial of a combination lock. He turns the key, opens the safe's door, then takes out a fat money pouch and tosses it in a briefcase. Later, in a female banker's office.
That's a beautiful necklace. Is that vintage?
No, it's my sister bought it for me from Target, I think. SBA, yes. Name and social.
Absolutely. Michael Lane, 038-007128. And I brought the funds for my down payment.
He sets a tall stack of cash on the banker's desk.
Yeah.
She takes a look at his ID, then turns to her computer.
All right. Okay, we seem to have a credit issue, Mr. Lane. Your score
right.
is 4.
Right. No, I talked to Mr. Rodriguez last week.
Oh.
And as I was explaining to him, the businesses that I manage, they deal exclusively in cash. And he said that he would forego the credit check if I brought in a healthy down payment. I mean, it should be noted there. He said he was going to put it in.
Absolutely. You are currently the manager of an automotive accessories business?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. And an event management company, roofing firm. Honestly, the list goes on.
Wow. You're a busy guy.
Yeah. Lucky to be. So what kind of rates am I looking at?
The flustered banker faces him, then tightens her lips and glances at her computer.
There are ways to clear these credit issues up over time.
Oh my God, I haven't even told you what I'm here for. I really apologize. This is what I do. Right here. Michael Lane Custom Furniture Concepts. It's competitive pricing, low overhead. I mean, really, who wants to buy that crap when it falls apart in a year when you can get handcrafted furniture for a bargain?
The banker flips through his portfolio.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She studies a few pictures of his work, then meets his gaze.
Unfortunately, Mr. Lane, my hands are tied. The company has a policy that we cannot issue loans to clients who score below our credit threshold.
I can absolutely understand where you're coming from. You hit buttons and you think that you know something about me. And I get it. It's okay. It's okay. All I'm asking for is a good deal. Please, can you help me with that?
I mean, we do offer relief programs for our qualified distress clients so that...
I'm sorry, what?
It's a relief program so
for
that
distressed?
You can...
I'm distressed.
No, not like
wait,
that.
Listen, it's okay. It's fine. Does this look distressed? I don't think so. One, two, I read the papers, okay? The only thing that's distressed is y'all.
Over black, the word July appears in white. Now still wearing her nightclothes, Brooke crosses her apartment to answer the front door. Adam sleeps on the couch.
She did the door?
She opens the door to reveal Mike dressed like Marilyn Monroe with a party horn in his mouth.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Brooke.
He holds an American flag at his crotch, then daintily steps inside.
Oh, that's for you.
He jumps on Adam.
Come on, let's go. Save our party. 4th of July, nuts on your head, wake up colors. Go. Come on. Nope. You were coming too. Don't even try.
I'm going to get to bed at 7 in the morning.
Oh, 7 in the morning. I hate fun. Jesus Christ, you better have some epic plans if you're going to turn your back on a sandbar party.
Now with the wind in her dirty blonde hair, Brooke crosses the Gulf of Mexico in a boat sitting alone near the stern. She eyes her fellow passengers. As Dallas pilots the boat chatting with Richie, Adam talks to Mike standing up front with the others. Shifting her stoic gaze, Brooke peers across the water. Bearing an exquisite logo on its hull, the boat races toward a sandbar in the distance, leaving a widening trail of foam in its wake. With the boat now anchored, the group wades ashore with coolers and other party gear. Later, Mike fills a clear plastic cup with beer from a keg. He grabs another cup and joins Brooke, who sits on a beach chair.
What did I tell you? Paradise.
Yeah. Paradise. Marooned on an island with all the strippers in Tampa. How did I get so lucky yet? Best 4th of July ever.
I literally was just thinking that in my head, like just now. Get out of my head.
Mike's brunette lover approaches and he stands up.
Oh, yo.
Hey.
What are you doing here?
You know me. Always making new friends.
Good to see you.
Good to see you too. How are you?
I'm good. This is Brooke.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Brooke, Joanna.
Hi.
Joanna Brooke.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. I like your bikini.
Thank you. You too.
Is that a tattoo?
Yeah.
What does that say?
Yeah. It just says I was 17. And
Joanna tries to touch the tat low on Brooke's hip.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, so I know Joanna from the club. She came up, she studied psychology, and she came up to do a... What's the thing that she came up to do?
A behavior analysis.
Right. She was analyzing our behavior,
right,
apparently.
Right, yeah. That must have been really enlightening.
It actually was. You know, I go a few times a week if you want to come with us.
She is actually the kid's brother.
Sister.
I mean, sister.
Sister. Yeah.
Right.
Is that a tattoo over there, too?
Yeah, you know.
She has tattoos.
Just
you want a drink?
So many...
You want
a drink?
Yeah.
It was nice to meet you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Joanna joins Mike by the keg.
I don't normally like blondes, I know, but she's really cute.
Yeah, but she's not really, you know, like, our types. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, what, you're not into her?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying she's like, she's a little uptight.
Okay, well, we're fucking. We're not taking her to dinner.
That's not gonna happen. She's the dinner type, is what I'm trying to say. Do you get me?
Oh, okay. If you decide you want to share,
that's not.
And change your mind and put some effort into it, you know my number. And besides, you know how much I love to eat.
Yes, I will. Obviously, you don't like that.
Joanna scoops the foam out of her beer and leaves. Mike grabs his own beer, then takes a seat near Dallas and Tarzan. Later, sitting with the rest of the group, Dallas pours himself some wine.
No, I started cheating in the 7th grade just to entertain myself. Like, finished high school, but if I could do it all over again, I wouldn't even be gone to high school. No fucking way.
Does that mean you don't believe in school at all?
I think fuck school altogether. When I have a kid, I'm going to set him in front of the TV, make him watch Mad Money all day long. I'm going to teach him about the stock market, get him into some Ameritrade and shit like that. I guarantee you, by the time he's 18, that little fucker's going to be flushing cash.
You know, I don't know why more people don't do that, you know, just from an investment standpoint.
Well, that's the state of the country, man. America, people, stupid.
I hope I get to meet your kids someday.
Oh, no problem. Come visit anytime in one of our three pool houses, dear.
Now Brooke walks alone by the water.
Hey, look, if you want, I could probably get Dallas's number for you. I mean, he's starting this new life coaching business that I really do think that you might benefit from. Personally, I mean, I saw the connection between you two. It was like, what? I'm sorry.
Right? So you felt it too? What? Just what?
What would his kids even look like? They'd be running around in little rattlesnake diapers and shit.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
But don't. They just say stupid shit sometimes. Don't let them bother you.
Oh, no, it didn't bother me. No, I'm just trying to wrap my mind around Adam and this whole mix.
I get it. I don't know how I fit into this whole mix either, so it's fine.
No, you, when you're on stage, it all makes sense. I mean, the way you dance and the way the women respond to you.
Wait a minute. So that means someone might have stuck around. That's good to know.
Yeah. That feeling, that must be a really crazy feeling to be on stage. Like that. I see why you've been doing it for so long. I get it. But Adam's different. He's...
Why's that?
Well, he had a football scholarship. I mean, a year ago, he basically ruined it by getting in a fist fight with his coach on the first hour of the first day.
Yeah, I think he said something about that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out why stripping. I don't know.
Why? It's easy.
What do you mean it's easy? What do you mean?
You want some stripper wisdom?
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
He's 19 years old. Women, money, and a good time.
I guess.
I got him. Okay?
Okay.
So you gonna come and show tonight?
No.
You're going to come and show tonight?
No.
You just said over there that you like the show.
That doesn't mean I'm going to go again.
I don't care what you just said.
I'm not going. I've seen it. I've seen too much.
Under red and blue flashing lights, Dallas, wearing an Uncle Sam hat, stands behind his strippers. Dressed as soldiers, they each wear a white tank top and camouflage pants. The men march out two by two, then spread across the stage. They grab their crotches, salute the women, and stand with their hands behind their backs. Dallas marches out to the runway, raising a drum major's baton overhead.
I do know and I've been told.
Big dick, bitch, you got a cock to go.
Let's give it up for the Virgin King.
Anything
you want, he won't pop it.
Anything you want, he won't pop it.
Dallas hops off the runway and the guys rip off their tank tops. Dancing in unison, they thrust their hips. They point each arm diagonally, then stand with their fists at their sides. Pretending to grab themselves with both hands, they pump their hips as though they were firing machine guns. They open their arms as though exploding, then stand together and fire imaginary shotguns. As Tarzan and Richie do jumping jacks, Adam does pull-ups. The other three jump and roll, switching spots on stage. They all fall to their chests and start army crawling. On one side, Tito pounds the floor and bounces his hips. On the other side, Ken does the same. The guys do push-ups, then hop to their feet, turn their backs to the audience, and shake their rear ends. They all tear off their pants, and a big American flag unravels from the ceiling. Late at night, outside his sister's apartment, Adam staggers drunkenly. He joins Mike, who waits for him at the front door, ready to knock. Adam drops to his hands and knees.
Oh, don't do that.
Brooke answers the door.
He did that himself. Hey, I'm bringing him home.
Hey, brother Bear. Okay.
Mike helps Adam up.
He's just stunned out of his mind.
Yeah.
Mike steps in, but Brooke cuts him off. He notices Paul at the kitchen table.
Hi. What's up, dude? Yeah, my bad. We. All right, kid. I'll see you later.
What's up, dude?
He mouths to Brooke. Yeah. Is that Paul?
It's good. Come on. Hey, thanks. Thanks for bringing him back.
I told you I was going to take care of him, didn't I?
Yeah. Wash yourself.
All right.
He nearly walks into a bush. Now silhouetted against the soft lamplight of his living room, Mike carries a bottle of whiskey and a glass to a table. Setting them down with his keys, he sinks down on the sofa. Later, money lies crumpled in a heap on the glass tabletop. Mike takes them one by one and runs them over the table edge to smooth them out. He lines the bills up in stacks. Later, he lays a thick hardback book on top of the stacks of money and picks up his glass of whiskey. Flopping back on the sofa, Mike scrolls through a contact list on his phone. He finds Joanna's name and dials her number. Now Joanna lies on top of him, her face turned away from his. Mike stares up at the ceiling. Joanna unhappily opens her eyes, her hand curled close to her face.
So, I don't know, how's school or whatever?
It's good.
It's good.
Joanna sits up and he rolls his head side to side.
I'm sorry, what the fuck do you study again? Social studies or sociology?
Did
or
you say social studies?
Social science.
What, am I in middle school or something? Yeah. No.
No?
Psychology.
So how much longer you got in the psychology?
I have 6 weeks until I'm a...
For real? 6 weeks?
And then I'm a certified shrink. 6 weeks. That's right.
Wow.
I know. People have to pay me now.
That's huge.
It is.
Yeah. I'm not paying you. Not for these little visits, at least.
I feel bad taking money from you.
I'm too fucked up anyway, so...
Oh, you're not so bad.
Her smile fades. She rubs her brow, then rests her chin in her hand.
So are you going to open up your
own? You ask a lot of questions, don't you? A little chatty Kathy tonight, huh?
Chatty Kathy.
Chatty Kathy.
Questions are off limits, I guess.
They're always off limits.
Really?
You don't need to talk. Just look
pretty.
What was
your name again? I can't remember your name. What was it?
Look, I'm gonna go, okay? But I'll give you a call.
Mm-hmm.
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 Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Get out of here.
Joanna climbs off of him and he sits up. While Mike pulls a pair of pants on, she steps into a pair of panties and hoists them up around her hips. Now Big Dick Richie wears gold body paint as he straightens on the club's upstage platform. A fake gold statue of David stands nearby. Facing the crowd, he flexes his impressive muscles. In another act, Adam and Tito wheel around a gurney which carries a nearly nude Ken as he pretends to hump a beaming audience member lying on her back. Adjusting his position, he thrusts his thong junk at her face. Straightening, he faces the crowd and spreads his arms with a winning smile. Women in the audience grin delightedly. Later, Tito and Richie, who wear safari costumes, tie a middle-aged woman to two fake trees. Tarzan swings in on his rope. In a staged fight, he defeats the two safari men as the woman bounces up and down delightedly. Tarzan points at the audience, then shows off his muscles. Freeing the woman, he hoists her over his shoulder. She gives the devil horns gesture as he carries her off stage. Dressed as a ship's captain, a shirtless Tito breakdances on the runway, then turns his back to the audience and works his butt. He rips off his tearaway pants, revealing a thong. Now a cute young woman sits on an onstage bench while Adam, dressed as a boxer, pretends to work out. He whips off his shorts, revealing tidy whities, then lifts the woman up with her legs around his waist and dips her. Later, Richie comes out dressed as a firefighter. Wearing suspenders over his naked torso, he selects an eager, chubby woman from the audience. He flips her upside down and lifts her up in a 69 position. Bouncing in place, he halts abruptly and clutches his lower back. As Dallas straightens up at the DJ post, Richie leaves the stage. The chubby woman worriedly watches him go, then shifts her self-conscious gaze. Now at a party at an expensively decorated home.
That's what I'm saying. I'm looking at longevity. I mean, this is fun for now, but I'm not going to be this young and beautiful forever, you know? So, strip malls, I think I got a good idea. You know, and I watch all these people, these Carlton Sheets and these guys on TV, and I read this other book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
That's a great book.
Yeah, you read that?
I actually went to the convention.
Yeah, Robert Kiyosaki. Yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah.
A storm rages outside.
All right. Everybody, can quiet down a second.
Hey, everybody, shut the fuck up.
Richie stands on a sofa.
Richie, that's fucking microspace.
Shit. Sorry, bro.
Sorry, thanks. All right, now I got an announcement to make. Now, that means you too, Tarzan. Come on, big boy. Out of the shadows, into the light. Come on, baby.
Standing apart, Tarzan comes forward.
I've been telling y'all this is going to be a special night for a long time, and now I'm going to tell you why. Despite the hurricane that has soiled our rather bountiful Saturday afternoon, the good Lord has blessed the Kings of Tampa this summer. Can I get an amen on that?
Yes.
We've been talking a lot about the markets, waiting for the sweet spot, waiting for our time to make our move, take our show global. Well, as of September 1st, we will no longer be the cock-rocking Kings of Tampa. No, sir, no, ma'am. We will be the cock-rocking Kings of 4,000 square feet of Miami primetime beachfront real estate, motherfucker!
Among the cheering staff and loved ones, Ken kisses a beautiful blonde. Richie springs up and gives Dallas a hug.
Ah, big dick. Tito, call them Cubano cousins, huh? Kid, big time, huh? You ready for the big time?
Dallas hugs Adam.
All right, device ready. Thank you.
I'm ready, man. I'm ready, huh?
Ken. Housewife's gonna love you down there, huh? So blessed. I love you now. Huh? Tarzan, did you know they made trees tall enough to swing from Tampa to motherfucking Miami, huh? Huh? Yeah, my main man. The moon is just a chip shot away, brother.
Chip shot away.
He hugs Mike.
Yeah. You just gotta let it sink in, man. We're really doing this.
Well, fuck yeah, we're doing this, man. This is our time.
All right, all right.
Listen, brother, I couldn't even dream all this shit up without you. We're going to do it together. We're going to do it just like we always said. 7.5 across the board. We are going to motherfucking kill.
You meant to say 10, didn't you?
Tobias gives Adam a friendly shove.
Congrats, kid.
Thanks, man.
Well, you know, if you want to go in on a pack with me, Mike's not interested, but, you know, you can go halvesies. It could make it worth your while.
Yeah, sure.
Bueno. All right. Talk to you later about it, okay?
Now a woman in a bikini top with pink hair lies on her back and wiggles her hips. Craning her neck, she reveals pretty pin-up-like features. The woman smiles at Adam, who watches her from a doorway. Mike joins him.
Who is that?
Nora. I don't think you need that in your life, bro.
Nora rolls over and faces them seductively. His gaze locked on her, Adam smiles. Mike shakes his head and steps away. Adam sips a beer as he watches Nora prop herself up on her elbows. Lying on a coffee table as other guests watch a report on the hurricane, she arcs her lower legs open and shut, clapping her high-heeled shoes together. Elsewhere in the house, Mike finds Joanna's number on his phone and dials. He brings the phone to his ear with a cocky smirk.
Hey, baby girl, what are you doing? Huh? No, I'm at this party. It's getting lame. I want to get out of here. How about I come scoop you up? I can bring you a present. What? What thing? I got a thing. Come on, you ain't. All right. Okay. All right. I'll call you later.
As Mike lowers the phone, his jaw muscles ripple tensely. In the other room, Nora lies back and bottle feeds a baby pot-bellied pig. Adam sits close by, sipping a beer as he looks on.
Mrs. Herman.
Hi, Herman.
Adam pets the animal's head.
He likes you.
Herman sucks eagerly at the bottle. Later, Nora cradles him in one arm as she leads Adam by the hand through the house. Reaching a bedroom, they find Ken making out with the now topless blonde.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, man.
We'd like to order.
Nora sets the pig down.
Pig yourself up. Angels or demons?
Angels.
Angels, okay.
The topless blonde rubs Ken's shoulders as he distributes pills.
You chew, it'll hit you quicker. Mm-hmm. I fucking love this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking Miami, man. Fucking Miami, man.
Ken hugs Adam, then flops back on the bed, where the blonde strokes a sprawling Nora's leg.
How you kids doing?
Nice to meet
storm is crazy, huh?
Adam stares off as a wall-mounted screen behind him shows crashing waves.
Beautiful.
The topless blonde boldly holds his gaze. Adam takes a deep breath. Nora taps her lips.
My wife's tits are awesome, right?
What?
Said my wife's tits are awesome.
Yeah.
Kent regards him calmly, one hand tucked behind his head.
Check him out, man.
You fucking joking?
I'm fucking joking. You check him out? Feeling, man, so fucking amazing.
Come on.
Ken's wife holds out her hands and beckons Adam.
It's okay. Go ahead, man.
They're real, I swear.
Yeah, I bet they are.
Adam fondles her breasts. She presses his hands to her.
This is okay?
So okay with it, man. She loves it.
I fucking love you.
No, man, I love you.
No, you don't understand.
I fucking love you.
I fucking love you, man.
I love you, man.
I fucking love you.
Such a fucking special soul.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Nora looks on wantonly. A title, August. At home, Brooke sits at a laptop, scowling as she types. She turns. Getting up, she leaves her computer. Brooke crosses the living room and stops at one of the street view windows. Yanking a cord, she raises the blinds. Brooke slides the window open.
Hi.
Adam boasts a new pickup.
What do you think?
Is it yours?
Is it mine? Fuck yeah, it's mine.
Standing in its door, he drums the roof.
It's very you.
Come on, let's go. We're gonna celebrate. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Come on. Come here. Come here.
Are you calling me like a dog?
What? Huh?
Are you calling me like a dog?
Who did that? You mean say something to him? I'll say something to him.
Now at a snack bar.
Okay, so I've seen the stripping.
Yep.
Tell me about being an entrepreneur.
It's entrepreneur, actually.
It's, of course. Yeah,
it's French. It's French. No, you know about the roofing? I got a mobile detailing thing on the side, but the whole, you know, end game is the custom furniture business that I'm
custom furniture?
Yeah.
So you must be really good with your hands.
I did not say that, but
yes,
I'm really glad that you made that point.
Good one on me.
Very insightful,
good one on
actually.
Me.
Yeah.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yes, it is.
So if you could wake up and do the one thing that make you the happiest every morning.
The happiest?
Yeah, money aside, you know.
Money aside, I would wake up on the beach somewhere just making stuff every single day.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Tables and chairs, that kind of thing?
Whatever, anything, everything. Just, but custom, one-of-a-kind stuff. You know, not the knockoff stuff that you see in people's kitchens from time to time.
Hey,
just saying.
I don't have a custom furniture maker, man.
Nope, no, you do.
Okay. So are you in business? Why aren't you?
I will be as soon as the banks start making the competitive rates and loans, and I will. Look, I've been saving for 6 years. I mean, why do you think I'm doing all these stupid businesses and stripping? It's just, I don't know. I've saved about 13 grand. It's going to happen eventually.
Wow, 13. That's a lot of ones.
There were some fives in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No 20s?
You don't want to know what I have to do for 20s.
You know what? I don't.
You know what? Let's drink these and I'll show you what I do
for
20s.
No, that's okay. So Miami, huh?
They bring beers outside.
Mm-hmm.
They go to a picnic area.
Don't
be mad. No,
I'm not
stop.
Mad. I'm not trying to tell them what to do. I just don't like it.
Did you just... I just want to clear something up. Did you just take my advice?
By what? By not telling him what to do?
Yeah.
No, I just don't have a choice.
You know what? I'm just saying, I think that was something I might have said to you.
What, do you want some credit?
Are we fighting? Is this our first fight? Come on, let's make up.
Oh, no.
I don't like being mad at you.
Oh, no, look at that face.
I really don't like being mad at you.
You guys are going to have fun in Miami. Just try not to forget about the normal people, you know, like the people who exist in the daylight. The non-vampires.
Right, right. Oh, so you're not a vampire?
No, I'm not a vampire.
Well, this is not going to work out at all between you and I.
They sit at a table near a go-kart track.
Thing for vampires?
Yeah. Got a bit of a thing. You want to get something to eat sometime? I don't know, just like get some food.
What do you mean, like a date?
No, that's not, if you don't want to call it that, no.
I don't know.
Why, because what's his name that moved to Orlando?
Paul.
Paul.
Yeah, and Paul and I are figuring things out.
Hmm? Is that going?
Are you going to weigh in on that too?
No.
Plus, I don't exactly sport fuck my brother's stripper friends, so...
I'm sorry, who said anything about that? I was just talking about talking and being friends or something.
Well, if you want to talk, my door is always open.
Adam joins them.
You trying to hit on my sister?
No. I'm sorry, and if I was, what the hell are you going to do about it?
Whoa, brother. Whoa, brother.
Not me. Her. Huh.
Oh, my God.
Come on, let's do one more. One more, come on.
Dude, I would love to, but we can't.
Come on, one more.
Text. We got a sorority tonight in like a half hour.
A sorority?
500 bones. It's rubber and nuts.
Adam.
I ate a kappa.
Some girl's chest.
I see what's happening here.
I ate a kappa. Just like this. I ate a kappa. I ate a kappa.
You guys are really... Have a great time.
I love you. Come on, we gotta stop fighting like this. We gotta stop fighting.
Brooke leaves.
Just find your own way back. Wait, got the keys, right?
You do not have the keys. You do have the keys.
I have the keys.
She's got the keys. We gotta go.
Under the bright, sunny sky, Brooke saunters off toward a batting cage. Nighttime. Dressed as cops, Mike and Adam arrive at a sorority house and knock on the door. A tall young woman with a flaxen bob answers.
Good evening. You live here?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's your name?
Kim.
Kim, can you move back for me, please?
Mike and Adam enter.
We keep getting complaints of noise and underage drinking. Gentlemen, everybody's 21 here?
A group of young men nod.
Good, I'm gonna need to check some IDs, unfortunately. Can you accompany me in here, please?
A room full of sorority girls.
Ladies, everybody's 21 here?
Yeah.
Yes? She is definitely not 21. I'm sorry. What's your birthday?
May 20th, 19...
Yeah, that's what I thought. Put your hands on the wall. Everybody sit down. We're going to be here for a while.
The girls obey.
Can you spread your legs for me, ma'am? You don't have anything sharp on you that I can stick myself with, do you?
No.
Good. Because I do.
As Adam cranks the volume on a boombox, Mike tears away his pants, revealing a thong. Adam pulls off his shirt and drapes it between two sorority girls. Mike lifts Kim up so her legs wrap around his waist. Taking another girl by the hand, his partner hoists another girl up and kicks over a bowl of chips as he carries her up to a coffee table. As Mike gives Kim a lap dance, Adam lays the other girl down and tears away his pants. The sorority girls cheer and giggle. Adam drapes his pants over the girl's head. Positioning Kim's legs over his shoulders, Mike lifts her up in a suggestive position. The other girl rubs Adam's bare thighs as he dances erotically over her. From the next room, the young men look on. Adam lifts his girl so her legs wrap around his waist, then dips her low. Across the room, Mike sits with Kim straddling his lap. Adam bobs and swivels his pelvis with the girl's hips grinding against his. Later, Adam stands next to a backpack. He takes a baggie of pills from a pouch and tucks it under his belt. As Mike dances erotically with another sorority girl, his partner skirts the crowd. Finding Kim, he leans over and whispers in her ear. She turns around in her seat and gazes up at him worshipfully. Straddling her lap, Adam crouches low and slips a pill into her hand. She eyes it uncertainly, then puts it in her mouth and smiles up at him. Adam gives her an intimate lap dance, running her hands all over his body. Tilting her head back, he kisses her deeply. Later, the young men converse in an angry huddle. They march into the room, led by a short, clean-cut young man who strides up to Adam.
Hey! You give some ecstasy to my girl?
Uh-huh.
I said, you give some ecstasy to my chick.
Hey, fuck off.
Okay. Cool.
Kim's boyfriend smashes a bottle over his head. Mike flings him into his pack of buddies and starts swinging his fists. Adam hefts up another and slams him down on a couch. Kim watches the brawl with a blank stare. As other frat boys gather in a doorway, Mike swings his police baton.
Hey, back the fuck up! We gotta go! Let's go! Adam, let's go! Back the fuck up!
Adam waves a prop gun as Mike leads him past the frat boys into a back door.
Let's go!
Now Mike drives Adam's pickup.
What the fuck are you doing, man? What the fuck are you doing giving pills to girls that you don't know?
Shit.
You're lucky that we got out of there, bro.
Dude, my fucking backpack. We have to go back.
Fuck your backpack. We're not going back
there. No, you don't understand. It has my fucking pills in.
Fuck your pills. You're just going to have to eat it.
Dude, Tobias fronted me fucking pills because we were going to sell them on for some extra cash.
What the fuck are you doing taking pills? A front from Tobias. Why is he giving you pills? How many?
I don't know, man. Fucking like 100?
Like 100 or 100. That's a grand. You're going to have to pay every single one of those back.
Fuck, dude. Fuck that.
guess what?
What do you mean, fuck that?
I got that equity, baby.
Dallas
what? Gave me that cut at Miami. Woo! I don't even have to fucking care about a fucking grand. Who cares? Fuck. Damn, that was crazy shit. Fuck.
Now a restaurant's windowed facade frames Mike and Adam walking outside. Peering through one of the establishment's windows, Mike slows to a stop. He turns to Adam, then heads inside.
You bailing on me?
Nope, not at all.
Crossing the dining room, he playfully covers his mouth.
Oh my God! What are you doing here?
Hi.
He kisses Joanna's cheek.
I thought you were out of town, like, forever.
Yeah, I decided to stay in town.
Great. What's up, man?
Mike.
Ryan. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yes, sir.
Ryan is my fiancé.
Joanna trades a look with Ryan, and he grins.
What? Are you fucking with me right now?
I'm gonna go hit the bathroom.
Oh.
No. You guys sound like you got a lot to talk about, and it's really time for me to go stare in the mirror anyway, so...
Hey. Nice to meet you. Yes, sir.
See you, babe.
Okay.
Mike eyes Joanna. She anxiously brushes her hair aside, then meets his gaze. He glances around.
Okay. All right, I'm not exactly... Okay. All right.
It's good to see you.
Well, looky here, what the cat dragged in.
Sonia, what happened?
Later at the club.
It was nothing. It was fucked up. Sorry.
It was fucked up. Sorry. That's all you got to say?
I don't know. You really want to discuss it?
Take it you didn't collect.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot to ask, you know, for the money as they were throwing beer bottles at our heads.
You know, it's about the last fucking thing I need for my reputation before we make the big move, Mike.
I'm sorry, are we fucking your reputation up?
Mm.
So last time I checked, I think it's the kid and I's reputation that's making the big move for you, isn't it?
Dallas rises from his seat and takes off his reading glasses.
What the fuck did you say, buddy?
I don't know, I think you were standing 6 feet away from me. I think you heard me.
Dallas steps close to Mike.
I think you might want to check yourself, old friend. Nobody walks on water on my team.
Except for you, right? Old friend.
Dallas sits back on a table.
What you thinking about it? Bite man that feeds you, big dog?
You don't fucking feed me, Dallas. I can walk right out that door. Right now.
And do a fuck of a lot better than 7.5%. I'm sorry, that used to be 10.
But you don't. You didn't, and you won't, because you can't.
I can't, okay.
So you gotta deal with what you got.
What's going on?
Adam joins Tobias.
That pack you gave me, it's gone.
It's great.
With the big bags coming out this weekend.
It's gone, gone.
Lost
the kid.
I'm sorry, man.
Tobias grabs his wrist.
Fuck's hard. Gotta take care of this.
We'll figure it out, it's fine, man.
No, you need to figure it out. You need to
get the fuck off me.
Adam leaves and Tobias watches him go.
Seniority don't mean shit around here, man. You are worth the cash you pry out of their fucking purses, and you know that better than anybody. You want a bigger piece? Come up with some fresher shit, man. You're not getting any younger.
Now Dallas finds Mike in his dressing room.
What the fuck are you doing? I need you doing the sailor routine tonight, man. I got 4 tables of Navy Wives stage side. Get changed.
Oh, no. Taking your advice. Bringing you some fresher shit. Seeing as I'm getting equity and all.
Mike heads off. Dallas watches him go, then follows him out the door. As smoke floods the stage, Mike dances robotically with one arm overhead, wearing a black vest and cap. Clutching a hanging rope, he lifts his feet off the floor and spins rapidly. His dizzying twirl slows to a halt and he faces the audience. Letting go of the rope, he crosses to the women on the left side of the stage and eggs them on. He jumps, twirling sideways in midair, and lands on his knees. He dances his way to the foot of the stage, sits with his feet on the runway, then mimes working a turntable over one knee. Breakdancing aggressively, he skulks down the runway. We watch his smooth hip-hop moves from under the floor. Three brilliant lights flash behind him. As he gyrates his hips, moving fluidly, the surrounding women hold up cash and clap their hands. Mike pops and locks from side to side. With his feet planted more than shoulder-width apart and knees bent, he shakes his hips feverishly. By the DJ booth, Dallas watches him. As Mike writhes on his hands and knees, women throw cash onto the runway. Now in the dressing room.
Perfect daytime.
Perfect. 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 Perfect.
As Tito heads out with a rose in hand, Mike returns from his act.
No, I met this guy, and he
got him going out there, Mike.
Astronaut,
yeah.
For
job, man.
Mike leans on a metal counter loaded with various styling products. He glances at the others, then grabs a glass and drinks the last of a clear liquid. He marches back across the dressing room and slaps hands with Adam, who lies on a couch.
The first one died on reentry.
Yeah, we're gonna get fucked up tonight, huh?
Adam watches him go, a pile of cash on his chest. Mike walks with a dour look in his eyes. Later, in black and white, Mike and Adam meet up with some drug dealers. In a friendly exchange, they trade cash for drugs. In slow motion at a crowded nightclub, a dull-eyed Mike dances under a strobe light. He covers his face with his hands. Wearing cat ears, a club girl eyes him, her long earrings swinging as she moves. Nora grins, her pale skin glistening with sweat. A slack-jawed Adam stares upward in an inebriated daze. Now in a shadowy, red-tinted haze, our roving view finds Adam wrapping his hand around Nora's lower back. Now in blue light, they face each other, shadows passing over Nora's half-naked body. In red, Adam takes off his shirt, revealing his chest. In blue, he caresses Nora's brow on top of her. In red, she clutches his head as he kisses her bare chest. As a stupefied Adam reels back in slow motion, the image cycles between the blue and red filters at an accelerated rate. As the image stays with the blue haze, Adam appears to brace himself, his face and body half cast in shadow. In red, he lies on his back. In blue, he clutches his head and grimaces. In red, Nora languishes in bed, her hair tousled and her eyes half closed. In blue, Adam clutches the skin of his upper back. In red, our view roves over the clothing-strewn floor to find Nora's pig across the room. In blue, we glimpse the baby pig up close, lingering on its little snout. The next morning, Michael wakes in bed with the club girl.
Open up!
He sits up on the edge of the bed and puts on a pair of shorts.
Mike!
All right, hold on!
He pulls up his loose shorts, then crosses the bedroom and answers the door for Brooke.
Hey.
Hey.
Did you have fun last night?
What?
Did you have fun last night?
Yeah, what's up?
Is Adam here? He left me a couple weird sounding voice messages and sounded all fucked up. Now I can't reach him.
Yeah, he's in here.
Okay, cool.
Brooke walks down the hallway and Mike follows.
Where is he?
He should be upstairs. He's with somebody though, so, you know.
She heads up a spiral staircase and finds her brother face down on the second floor, the pig lapping up his vomit.
Adam?
She rushes to his side, turns him over, and sticks her fingers in his mouth.
Hey,
Adam,
come here.
Adam,
stop. He's fine. He's breathing.
Hey, oh, my God. On. Adam, hey. What the fuck did he take?
I don't know, dude.
What the fuck did he take? Adam, wake up.
Open your eyes, dude.
What the fuck did you do to my brother?
Yo, Brooke, shut up. He's breathing. He's fine.
I'll fucking kill you!
He's gonna be fine!
He's not okay!
Just calm down.
No, shut up! Shut up!
We fucked up!
Shut up! I see you, Mike! I fucking see you! You think you have your shit all figured out and everyone all figured out, but I fucking see you!
Okay. You just need to relax. You're acting fucking crazy.
No, Mike!
And I get it.
You are a bullshit 30-year-old male stripper!
Okay. How about just get the fuck out?
No, no problem. Done, Adam. Come on. Adam, wake the fuck up. Adam, please. Adam, let's go. Come on, Adam.
She tries to sit him up.
Adam, God. Adam, wake up. Adam, we gotta go.
Let me...
No, let me do it. It's my brother.
Brooke,
no.
Let me please carry him out. Stop.
She sits back. Later, Adam stirs awake, lying on the back seat of his sister's car. As our view lingers on the young man, we glimpse a number of passing palm trees through the windows. Adam grabs hold of the car door, then rubs his eye with his fingertips. He looks at the driver's seat and sees Brooke peering at him over her shoulder. She faces forward.
I can't do this anymore, Adam.
She glances at him, then returns her attention to the road ahead.
You hear me?
She glances back again. Sobbing, Adam rubs his face and turns on his side. Retching, he opens his mouth and presses his tongue to his bicep. Now on the beach, Mike sits alone on the sand facing the ocean. He props his head on his hand, gazing thoughtfully. Then he shifts his gaze and rubs his neck. Later, he leaves the beach behind, returning to his condo. On his way around the side of the house, he notices something up ahead and stops near the foot of a staircase. Mike spots the nose of a black car through an open gate. Mike rushes upstairs and into his ransacked condo. As he pummels one intruder, a second pulls him off.
Get off of him! Hey!
The first thug slugs him. Tobias breaks up the fight.
Oh, sorry. I'm
sorry, please.
Sorry?
Fuck you, man. What the fuck are you doing breaking into my house, Tobias?
I tried calling your cell, man.
Myself? Fuck myself. What are you fucking doing, man?
Listen, I told him not to break shit, man. But they don't work for me. Really? They don't work for me.
That did a good job, didn't it?
Look, man, I'm sorry. We're looking for the kid. Okay, we're looking for the kid.
So you brought him here?
Look.
What the fuck are you looking for him for?
He's laid on his front, man, okay? And as you can see, it was due today.
There's 100 pills. 100 pills, that's $1,000. I think he's good for that,
don't you? No. Is that what he told you? 100? We went on a whole pack, hombre. A whole pack.
What's his hat?
$10,000.
What?
$10,000. Listen, I don't know if he lost it or if he's just being a fucking kid. Either way, it doesn't matter anymore. Okay?
Look, you gotta... What am I... I don't know, I can maybe sign over the van... until he can figure out something out. Fuck, I don't know, man.
Come on, primo. The guys I'm rolling with, they ain't about fucking paperwork, man. Tú sabes?
Later, the two thugs count out stacks of $20 bills.
You know, primo, if you want, I can talk to my guys and we can try to get him another day.
And what the fuck would that do? He doesn't have it.
Hey, look, I just hate to see you doing this.
Just don't give him any more shit to sell.
No, that's fine. It's just that, you know, he's starting to act like a real punk. I think one of us should talk to him.
Well, you've done enough, haven't you?
Yeah.
I'll talk to him. It's fine.
Now sitting in a courtyard outside her apartment, Brooke looks up from a book. She sees Mike walking up to her front door. Seated in a lounge chair, she bites her lip. She shifts her uneasy gaze. Mike peers in through Brooke's windows. Turning away, he spots her across the courtyard and pauses. Brooke closes the book and greets him with a perfunctory smirk.
Hey. Look, I'm looking for Adam. He's not picking up his phone. Is he all right?
Yeah, he's okay. But he doesn't live here anymore.
Where is he?
I'm not sure. I think he's with Nora.
Mike nods, working his jaw. He shifts his anxious gaze.
Okay, cool. Just let him know that I'm looking for him if you see him.
Brooke opens her book again.
This is so much bullshit. You know that, right? This is really how we're gonna end this? Are you fucking serious?
As Mike faces her, she gives a shrug.
Yeah, I said everything I needed to say.
You had a lot to say yesterday. You don't have anything else to say? You want to add on to that? You damn sure didn't let me talk, so let me talk now. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I fucked it up. I didn't mean to do that. All right, I didn't want to fuck it up. I promised you that I would take care of him, and I didn't, and I'm sorry about that. You're the last person that I...
Yeah, I believe you, and I know you're basically a good person. Adam was... gonna do whatever Adam wanted to do. I just can't be around your lifestyle. And
you can't be around my... I'm not my lifestyle.
Brooke narrows her eyes, then lowers her gaze.
That's what you think of the... That isn't fucking... I'm not... Am I Magic Mike right now talking to you? I'm not my goddamn job. That's not what I do. It is what I do, but it's not who I am. I'm not just... That's why I want to go to Miami, because I don't want to fucking be some 40-year-old stripper. I want to own something. I want to actually...
As Mike gestures helplessly, Brooke tilts her head and waits with a detached, patient gaze.
I've been trying to fucking this whole time, try to... So you don't believe anything that I've said to you? You don't... right now, nothing. I'm just... You don't believe in any of it.
Mike, I think the question is, do you believe it?
Mike stares, his features set in a stunned scowl.
I just think that Miami is going to be a bigger, badder version of this. But good luck to you. If you believe it, good luck to you. And Adam, too. But I'm going to be here.
Brooke averts her unhappy gaze as Mike lingers pensively. Now in shorts and a tank top, Adam shuffles out of an open-air oceanfront bar. He makes his way to a picnic table on the sand, where Mike sits waiting for him with a drink in a cheap plastic cup. Adam takes a seat facing his friend and shifts his remorseless gaze.
Hey. I want to say thank you about the money. I know how much that shit meant to you, especially because of that furniture crap you wanted to do. I'm going to pay you back every last cent. I want you to know that.
Mike lifts his brow and gives a wary shake of his head.
All right. Look, man, we're going to look back in 20 years. You're going to be dead, probably, but I can look back in 20 years and look at the shit that we've done together, man. Fuck. Look where I was 3 months ago. 3 months ago. Look at where I am now.
He takes a sip of Mike's drink.
I can't thank you enough. Fuck, man. I was nowhere. I had money. I could fuck who I want to fuck. I had freedom, thanks to you. And I'm having a fucking ball.
Grinning, Adam pounds the table.
And we're gonna have a fucking ball in Miami, man. So can you smile? And can you look at me? I only have one thing to say. And that is to my best friend.
Adam raises the plastic cup and licks his lips.
A guy who's given me more in this lifetime than I could ever ask for. And to bright futures.
Mike smiles and nods.
Ladies of Tampa.
Now at the packed club, Dallas plays a guitar for the crowd.
The first time that you ever walked into my life. In oh, so many ways, you all became my wife.
In the dressing room, Adam swigs a beer and chats with Tito and Ken.
Ladies of Tampa.
Mike sits apart, looking on thoughtfully.
Even though we gotta go, there's one thing you gotta know.
On stage.
Ain't no matter how much you love me for sure.
He bows his head and the lights black out. Dallas blows on a torch, making the flame billow several feet. As the lights come back up, he stands and smashes his guitar. Dallas chucks the pieces aside, then straightens his vest and adjusts his hat. His back to the audience, he whips off his vest, revealing his remarkably well-defined build. Dallas raises one hand high and waggles his fingers as he taps one foot. Facing the crowd, he interlaces his hands behind his neck and swivels his hips. He mouths along to the lyrics, then puts his fingers in his mouth. He rubs his nipples, then glides his hands down into the front of his pants. In the dressing room.
be a friend to you.
What about romance, man?
Hit him with the long arm of the Lord.
My good friend, Andy.
The aging Tarzan lifts weights as Mike looks on.
I know what we can do. Anaconda part three.
He takes in the chatter with a troubled stare. On stage, Dallas puts his back to the crowd and lowers his raised arms as he swivels his hips. He rips two patches off of his pants, revealing his bronzed butt. Dallas unfastens his snakeskin belt, then threads it out of his waistband and slams it down on the floor. Thrusting his pelvis seductively, he tears his pants away, leaving only a thong in his boots. In the dressing room, Mike stands and lumbers wearily out of the room. A mirror reflects Tito and Adam as they gaze after him. At the end of the runway, Dallas sprawls amid clamoring women and drinks a shot. Crumpled bills surround him. A few more bills stick out of his thong. Moving to a kneeling position, he leans back and braces himself on one hand. He circles the other arm around his body as he thrusts his pelvis. Lying back, Dallas arches his spine and undulates his body, then thrusts his hips high. In his truck, Mike drives with an intent gaze, his face obscured by shadow. He takes a few ragged breaths, then presses his lips shut. In the passing light, we glimpse his rippling, tightened jaw muscles. On stage, Dallas stands amid the clamoring women with one arm raised high. He bends over, then somersaults up the runway. He gives a final swivel of his hips, then spreads his arms triumphantly and marches back up to the platform. Turning, Dallas bows, giving us a full view of his toned butt and thighs. Later, he bursts into the dressing room.
Dallas be riding it, dude! Woo! It's a fucking revival!
He high-fives the others.
Oh, damn. It was good to be back on that fucking horse again.
The old stuff.
Oh, Shinella!
Still got it.
All right, y'all ready to rock a little fucking rain, man?
Oh, yeah. Huh? Where's the baby out?
Yeah. Where's Mike?
He's gone.
Hey, Mikey!
Go back there and take a piss, man. You should be back in a second.
Mikey's gone.
I mean, he's gone.
I was going to go take a piss and went out the back door.
In a chair, Adam leans back dejectedly.
Hey, Mike, go! Let's go, we're up!
He's coming back, man.
With a bitter smirk, Dallas shifts his gaze.
Come here.
He pulls Adam to his feet, hugs him, and squeezes his shoulders.
You ready to be the man? Are you ready to
yes,
be the man?
I'm ready. I'm waiting for this.
It's all yours. Can be.
They hug.
That fucking now. Let's make it fucking count. All the way.
Let's go. Kids in. Mike's out. Let's bring this motherfucker down all the way to Miami. Let's go. Hey! All right, ladies. So, we know we made fire. We know we got fire. Now we gotta make it rain. Can you make it rain, ladies? Can you make it rain? Let's give it up for the last time on this stage. The one, the only, your very own, the clock rocking kings of Tampa.
The upstage banner whips away, revealing Adam in Mike's black raincoat and fedora. He coolly takes in the cheering crowd. Resting his umbrella on his shoulder, he saunters forward. At home, Brooke peers through a peephole, then opens her door.
Hey, what are you doing here?
On her stoop, Mike still wears his costume vest.
Aren't you supposed to be at the show?
Wearing a lost, helpless stare, Mike avoids her gaze.
Can I just need to talk.
He faces Brooke imploringly. She solemnly takes in his expression.
Yeah, okay. Come on in.
Mike steps inside, lingering by the entryway as the door closes behind him. Moving in a daze, he lets Brooke usher him through her softly lit living space to her kitchen table. Sitting, he slumps forward with his hands in his lap. Brooke sits close by, facing him with a concerned frown.
Look, I just came by to guess.
Look, Mike, before you say anything, I just need you to know that when you came by this morning, Adam hadn't told me what you did for him. And that was really a lot of money. And you did not have to do that.
I didn't do it for him.
Look, that's not even why I came by. I just... Look, I'm not going to Miami.
Really?
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm done.
Mike lowers his resolute gaze and swallows.
Wow. What are you gonna do?
I don't know. I guess I need a new plan.
Her gaze softened. Brooke thoughtfully puckers her lips.
Do you want to get some food and talk about it?
She allows a hint of a smile. Mike narrows his eyes and cocks his head.
What, like a date?
Well.
What would Tall Paul say, huh?
Tall Paul can't say anything anymore. I broke up with him.
He didn't like breakfast food.
Smirking, Brooke shakes her head.
Not as much as I do.
Is a good thing. In that case, I would love to get some breakfast.
Okay.
Let's go get something to eat.
The thing is I only go to one place. It's my favorite place. They have the best omelets. They know my order. I walk in, food's basically on the table. I know they'd help you out too. Get some waffles for you, pancakes, whatever you want.
I love waffles. Let's go there.
Well, the problem is it doesn't open until 6 a.m.
She gives him a meaningful look. Mike shifts his confused gaze.
That's like 7 hours from now.
Brooke gives a patient nod.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What can we do with 7 hours?
Maintaining her pointed gaze, she affects an innocent shrug. Mike's lips curl into a joyful smile. Brooke beams back at him. Reaching over the tabletop, he takes her hand in his and gazes fondly at it. As he faces Brooke again, she springs up and passionately kisses his mouth. Cut to black. Directed by Steven Soderbergh, written by Reed Carolan. Produced by Nick Weschler, Gregory Jacobs. Produced by Channing Tatum, Reed Carolan. Director of Photography, Peter Andrews. Production Design, Howard Cummings. Edited by Mary Ann Bernard. Costume Design, Christopher Peterson. Casting by Carmen Cuba, CSA. Music Supervisor, Frankie Pine. A Nick Weschler, Gregory Jacobs production of an Iron Horse Extension 765 Enterprise. A title fills our view, Magic Mike. Now as Mike leads his fellow strippers, words appear. Starring Channing Tatum. Adam stands in his hoodie. Alex Pettifer. Brooke grins mirthfully. Cody Horn. Joanna's smile fades. Olivia Munn. As the living doll, Ken musses his own hair. Matt Bomer. Nora gives a coy glance. Riley Cove. Big Dick Ritchie pumps his penis. Joe Mangianello. Tarzan frees the middle-aged woman on stage. Kevin Nash. Tito dances as a ship's captain. Adam Rodriguez. Tobias wears a worried gaze. Gabrielle Iglesias. Dallas holds up a torch, and Matthew McConaughey. Unit production managers, Julie M. Anderson, Jim Bigham. First assistant director, Gregory Jacobs. Second assistant director, Jody Spilkeman. Choreography by Allison Falk. Cast in order of appearance. Matthew McConaughey as Dallas. Channing Tatum as Magic Mike. Olivia Munn as Joanna. Alex Pettifer as Adam. James Martin Kelly as Sal. Cody Horn as Brooke. Reed Carolan as Paul. Avery Camp as Girl in Line. George Sack as George. Michaela Johnson as Portia. Denise Fossey as Ruby. Cameron Grimes as Birthday Girl. Kate Easton as Liz. Asher Wallace as Obnoxious Bar Guy. Joe Mangianello as Big Dick Ritchie. Matt Bomer as Ken. Adam Rodriguez as Tito. Kevin Nash as Tarzan. Gabrielle Iglesias as Tobias. Allison Falk as Havana Nights Girl. Catherine Lynn Stone as Blonde Bachelorette. Jennifer A. Skinner as Silhouette Girl. Vanessa Ryan as Cowboy Lap Dance Girl. Teresa Espinoza as Pony Girl. Betsy Brandt as Banker. Monica Garcia as Dr. Love Girl. Annette Houlihan-Bertolino as Tarzan's Girl. Candace Marie Kelmer as Boxing Girl. Liz Ramilly as Girl Richie Lifts. Janelle Diaz as Tito's Girl. Mercia Monroe as Ken's Wife. Riley Cogue as Nora. Maynard the Pig as Herman the Pig. Caitlin Gerard as Kim. Yari DeLeon is sorority girl. Cameron Banfield is Kim's boyfriend. Michael Rourke is Ryan. Keith Kurtz is thug number one. Marlon Burke is thug number two. Ashley Hayes is raver girl. Music, Breakdown, written by Alex Cowan and Alice Russell. Performed by Alice Russell. Learn My Lesson, written by Ewan Curry. Performed by the Sheepdogs. Feels Like the First Time, acoustic, written by Michael L. Jones, performed by Foreigner. Number One Night, written by Ryan Tedder, Brett Kutzel, and Gabrielle Saporta, performed by Cobra Starship. Love Right Now, written by Michael Erickson, Ricardo Johnson, and Tor Hermanson, performed by Ricky Blaze. It's Raining Men, written by Paul Schaefer and Paul Jabara, performed by Counter Black. American Humane Association monitored the animal action. No animals were harmed. Copyright 2012, the estate of Redmond Berry, LLC. All rights reserved. All material is protected under copyright laws of the United States and other countries throughout the world. Country of first publication, United States of America. Any unauthorized exhibition, distribution, or copying of this film, or any part thereof, including its soundtrack, is an infringement of the relevant copyright and will subject the infringer to severe civil and criminal penalties. This film has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from Warner Brothers Pictures, read by Gailey Heidemann. For more information about Motion Picture Access, visit our website at access.wgbh.org.